Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. Well, your host is none other than Obituary Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the broadcast today. And before we start to have a few moments of prayer, if anyone would like to call in, all you do is hit 1 on your keypad. And the number to call in is 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Yahweh. Good morning, Spirit of Truth. Gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way we know how, coming, lifting up your name. It's not about Satan, but it's all about you this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Come giving you the praise, giving you the glory on a brand new year that you have crossed us over into, dear Heavenly Father. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for everyone that will call in today or will tune into this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. Let us know, dear Heavenly Father, without a shadow of a doubt, dear Heavenly Father, that you are God, dear Heavenly Father, and we don't need anything and no other entity, dear Heavenly Father, to know how to deal with stress in 2018. And we give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, we're going to get right on into our broadcast for today. And our broadcast, the title today is How to Deal with Stress in 2018. We have a lot of people say that they're not stressful. They came over bringing baggage from 2017 that they should have left over there in 2017. But a lot of things they're still stressed out about. So today we're going to talk about that a little bit. You know, the Word of God says, take, therefore, no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Concentrating on things that are claimed, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. The words say, think on these things. You don't have to be caught up in noise and confusion this year in 2018. Deal with stress in 2018 by concentrating on the Word of God, calming influences. There are so many things that can bring relaxation in 2018. And first, when we think about it, concentration. You know, today's society is caught up in noise and confusion. Its music is loud and thunderous. Its entertainment is explosive, sometimes destructive. For you to stay calm and deal, even when you in traffic or you at a red light, you notice how much stress you can get by somebody staying on their home or someone have so much loud music that you sometimes tell yourself, I can't even think, because it's a distraction. It's a something that's trying to get you out of sync from yourself, to get you stressed out. But you know, deal with stress by concentrating, calming influence, fellowship with nature, the hills, the valleys and streams. Bring relaxation. Sometimes you need to just sit down and look at a relaxing movie with no violence in it, no anything, just to tune your mind into where God wants you to be. Pick up your Bible. Go for a walk. There's so many things to you don't have to deal with stress in 2018. Even you can listen to the smoothing hymns of the church. You can pray. You can fellowship with God while meditating on His promise. That will keep you from being stressed and dealing with stress in 2018. You know, you also can talk to someone. Tell them how you feel can be a good thing. You know, sometimes it takes someone else talking with them. You talking with Jesus, true, and he's going to answer you. But sometimes it's good to have that earthly vessel right with you, that knowing what you're going through, or you can sit down and be able to have a good conversation. You'll be able to, with the wisdom and knowledge the other person may have, will give you a benefit of saying, you know what, that have calmed me down. I am not as stressful as I was before. But sometimes it takes someone coming into your mix to be able to calm you down from the stress. We have so many things that keep us stressed out, jobs, bills, all kind of things, family problem, relationship. But sit down and commune with the Lord, and he can steer you in the right direction in 2018. You know, everyone deals with stress at some point in their life, and Christians are not immune to the pressure and the pitfalls of life. You know, stress tends to hit us when we are overtired. Have you noticed that? When we are sick, and when we are outside of our safe and familiar environment. I think some of these things would hit home to some of you all that's listening today. We're taking on too many responsibilities. That can cause stress in 2018. And you don't want all that pressure on you. If God didn't give it to you, don't take it upon yourself. If it don't fit, it don't work, let it fly. You know, during times of grief and tragic, you get in a lot of stress like that. When our circumstances spin out of control, we feel stress. You may get, if you have young children in school, you may get a note from the teacher or from the principal that little Johnny or little Susie did this or that. And then before you know it, you all stressed out. You all been out of shape. And you haven't even got the fullness, but you all out of shape. You're stressed out. But I'm trying to tell you some things you can do to deal with stress in 2018, no matter what the enemy try to do. You have God standing right there by your side. You have angels encamped around you. You know, and when our basic needs are not being met, we feel threatened and anxious. You'll get stressed like that when you feel, well, this didn't come through, or I don't have the car note on time, or I don't have the insurance on time, or I've gotten this letter and I know I've paid this bill. I'm just showing you some of the things that the enemy will apply to your life in 2018 to keep you stressed out. But if you study in the Word of God, and when you feel something coming on, start quoting you some scriptures. Start going to the Word of God. And if you don't have the Bible with you at that time, you've learned enough, you've read enough, well, you can start quoting out these scriptures to ease your mind. You know, more Christians share the belief that God is sovereign and in control of our lives. We believe he has given us everything we need for living. So when stress dominates our lives, somewhere along the way we have lost our ability to trust in God. You want to trust in God all the time. When stress come upon you, you know how to go to the Lord in prayer. That's not meant to imply that a stress-free existence in Christ is easy to attain. Far from it. But if you learn to put all those things out of your mind that's trying to stress you out in 2018 and replace them with the good things, things that you know are positive, you'll be surprised how all that will come together in your life. You know, cooperate with inevitable condition. You know, Romans 8 and 28 saying, I know you know that verse. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. You know, many Christians suffer stress because they struggle with and fight against inevitable condition. That's why you stay in stress. But if you learn, let lead you and let go of all that stress, all that burden on you. So what if the phone is not working? What was you doing before the phone came up? So what? You can't get your favorite station on the TV. God might be trying to get your attention for something. Don't get stressed out. Don't get bent out of shape. If you can't go get that new car or buy that new dress or suit, don't get stressed out. God got another way, another alternative or something that you needed far more than that particular item. I'm just using some example how we as Christians can get stressed out with the least little thing. But in 2018, make a point of how to deal with stress when it's come upon you, how to deal with it. You know, Jesus conquered stress because he did not fret about difficult situations. He simply turned impossibilities into opportunities. We should do likewise. Let me say that again. Jesus conquered stress because he did not fret about difficult situations. He simply turned impossibilities into opportunities. We should do likewise. You know, sometimes we must accept situations that we are powerless to change. You know, doing our best and trusting God for the rest. Doing our best and trusting God for the rest. You know, when you think about that, maybe you heard these words from another Christian, your moments of stress. What you need to do is just trust God more. That's what God wants you to do, to trust him more. And, you know, if only it was that easy. I know you say, oh, it's not that easy. But if you start practicing how to deal with the stress that come upon you, that you won't let it upset you in 2018. Stress and anxiety for a Christian can take on many different shapes and forms. It can be as simple and steadily and slowly, backsliding away from God, or as deliberating as a full-blown panic attack. You know, people can go in a panic attack in a bat of an eye on account of stress. Don't you know stress puts your blood pressure up, your heart rate up? You have to be the one that takes total control of the stress. You know, some of our key words we are using this morning in our broadcast is concentration, comfort, calming. Don't you know, concentrate on the word of God. Concentrate on something that's pleasant. And you'll be surprised how God will intervene. Comfort yourself with a good book, good novel, crossword puzzle, take in a movie. I'm just giving you some examples of some things that you can do. Put on nice, soft praise music or just something that will relax your total being, your total mind. And you'll be surprised how you feel. You can manage your time. You know, some people get stressed out because they didn't have time to do this, time to do that. No. In 2018, start managing your time. If you need to write down what you need to do, where you need to go, you don't have to be stressed out. Start doing those things. You know, we should get involved in helping the less fortunate also. When you do that, you won't get stressed out, because you'd be so involved in helping someone else go through a situation that you'll forget all about what you were stressing about. That means you're mentoring someone else. You're sharing someone else. You're feeding someone else the word of God. You're comforting others who have problems will also help to solve your own complaints. Just think about that. By the time you get through helping someone else through a dilemma they're going through, and then they're feeling good. Then they say, oh, now what you wanted to talk to me about? You know, forgot you was even stressed out about some small, minute, somebody cut in front of you and made you angry. You got stressed out. But you know how they are on road rage? All you have to do is stay calm. Give it to Jesus. He's up. He's going to work out everything for you. And you need to learn to say no. You know, people nowadays don't know how to say no. Everybody say, yes, do, yes, 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 I'll do it. I'll go get it. I'll do it. But then at the end of the day, you're wondering why you all stretched out. Did God tell you to do that particular thing? Or you took it upon yourself to do it? That wasn't your battle to even take hold to. You cannot solve all the world's problems. You're not the Wonder Woman, the Bionic Woman. You're not Superman. You're Jesus Christ, child of the Most High. So that means you have to let some of those things go. And then another thing, too, how to deal with stress in 2018. You have to learn how to rest. Get the proper rest that you need. Your body is tired. You're running on adrenaline. You don't know which way to go. And the least little thing will set you off if you're not careful in 2018. So sit back. If you're a coffee drinker, get you a nice cup of coffee. If you're a tea drinker, drink you a hot cup of tea. And since it's cool right now, if you drink cocoa, get you a cocoa. And just sit there and relax and put your mind on the good things that God have done, is doing for you right now. And when you think about it, you won't have all that stress upon you. And when you rest and you wake up rejuvenated, you know you can constantly trust God with all your concerns. Trust in Him at all times, taken from Psalm 62 and 8. And when you trust God for just a little thing, just not the big thing, trust Him for everything, you will be surprised. You're coming out smelling like a little old rose because you know you've given God that situation that you don't have to be bogged down to. We're going to turn over to Psalm 62 and read all that it says in a few minutes. Hallelujah. I turn from a page. Psalm 62 says, and in verse number 8, the Word of God says, trust in Him at all times. Yea, people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Here they're telling you to trust in Him, not some of the time, not part of the time, but all the time. He telling you about all ye people. You have to pour out your heart before Him. He is your refuge. He already knows what you're going through. And you don't have to fight that battle alone. You don't have to take medication. You don't have to take pills on top of pills for stress. You don't have to have a migraine headache or none of that. You can just trust in what the Word of God says. And if we are to conquer stress, we should be aware of God's presence at all times. We do not always feel His presence, but through faith, we know He is near. You know, we are able to trust God because we are not alone. He promised, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's coming from Hebrews 13 and 5. Practice the presence of God in your life. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. You don't have to go through that alone. And like I said earlier, you can always call someone that God, not in and everybody, but God will put upon your heart who to call, who will give you an encouraging word, who will take you to the scriptures that will help you understand the situation you're going through, that you don't have to be stressed out. Because, you know, some people take a small thing and make it, as they say, out of mold here. They'll stretch it further than it should be stretched. And when you think about that, you say, no, it don't go that way. And I'm going to read all of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 5 say, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's in the word. He letting you know, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. And he letting you know, whatever you're going through or you think you're going through, you don't have to go through that. Just give me that situation. Give me that problem so you don't have to stress out in 2018. You know, we are able to trust God because we are not alone. You're not the only one going through a situation. He promised, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And that's a promise he keeps. You know, we must also yield ourselves to God's will, letting him do his work through us, carrying the responsibility. And when you let God carry that responsibility and you look up and you see that stress you thought you had in 2018 is gone. You don't have to rub your head. You don't have to wring your hand. That stress is gone. Bye-bye. Over in Romans 6 and 13, I'm going to read what it says. It said, neither ye your membranes as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as though that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. My. When you think about that, you can't help but not get stressed out. We must also yield ourselves to God's will, not our will, but God's will, letting him do his work through us, carrying the responsibility. That means God letting you know, just give it to me. You don't have to waggle with this here. I got you. And when he tell you he got you, he got you. So we shouldn't have to worry, fret in 2018. We can do those things I gave you. Talk to someone. How you feeling can be helped. Take control of your life and the situation. Learn how to manage your time. Learn to say no. We as Christians, we want to do everything by the book. We want to do everything. But sometimes we just have to say no. We don't want to say no in our flesh. But sometimes it's best. If you say no, you know you're going to get stressed out by a situation. You know that's not the best thing for you. But don't take that responsibility on. Just go and tell that person, no, I'm sorry at this time. I can't do it. I have too much already on my plate. And if they can't understand, oh, well. But you won't be stressed out because we take on more responsibilities of other people that cause us to be stressed, and then we get mad with all them because we took it on. They didn't ask us to take it on. We go to work. We go to complaining. So today, learn to say no to stress in 2018. In 2018, get more rest where you don't be stressed out. Every little thing get to on your nerve. Just remember today how to deal with stress in 2018. And once you learn how to deal with the stress you're going through, you're going to be better off. So, with our broadcast today, I wanted to start the new year off right, where you don't have to have that stress coming into 2018. If God told it to you and showed it to you, he's going to bring it to pass. You don't have to stress over it. You don't have to fret over it. Just like the scripture says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. See, you worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow and next week when you haven't even completed today. You in hopes of finishing today, but that's not promise. And so you stressing yourself already out what's going to happen 2 and 3 weeks from now or a month from now. No. It say, take no thoughts for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thoughts for the things of itself. Concentrate on things that are calm. Think of things that are beautiful. Even a walk in the park will calm you. You'll see the little squirrels or the different little animals playing out. You'll see the little dogs and cats passing by, wagging their little tail. You're so stress-free that you'll go to laughing. You're going to be thinking about something good. See, all those little things, those little tidbits, are keep you stress-free. And if the job play out, God got another one for you. If you have to move to another location, God got that under control. Just think about it. You do not have to deal with stress in 2018. We give God the praise today for this broadcast. We give him the glory. Do stop by Joy and Peace next week with another really good topic for 2018. I've enjoyed being with you all today, and as we close out our broadcast, we don't want to close out without prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, to talk to the people out around the world how to deal with stress in 2018. We give you the praise today. We give you the glory because it's all about you. It's not about us. And until next week, each one of you all be blessed and have a wonderful day. And until next time, love you and love you more. Bye-bye.